Welcome, everybody, to the Life, Death, and Happiness Podcast. This episode is something truly special and also a little bit amazing, if I may say so. I'm going to take you on a travel through past episodes where we will focus on how to find happiness in the middle of all this chaos. Before each clip, I will introduce the person whom I'm talking to. So feel free to go back afterwards and listen to their individual episodes of those who sparks your interest the most. Also remember to subscribe to our podcast and rate our show if you like it. It will help us reach even more people from around the world. Anyway, I hope you will enjoy this episode. Meet my good friend Eric from episode 2. What gives you the drive to be like, yeah, screw all this, Harvey, I'm gonna live life?
I mean, what makes me happy? Honestly, it's great. I mean, doing things for others, man, makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that, you know, I mean, I've got my battles and, you know, and you know, with everything that we deal with and stuff, I try to do things for people all the time. It makes me feel good putting a smile on people's face, joking with people. I'm a lot like you. We like to live life like, you know, I don't know. Just relax, like by the seat of the pants. Here they got a thing called Tranquilo. Just everything's just tranquil. We just chilled. We just want to have a good time. We want to surround ourselves by good people. Just laugh, joke. There's no reason to be super serious.
Laughing,
we already have enough serious
medicine
in our lives.
Shit.
Yeah, it's great medicine. Laughing. And to me, just making my wife happy. Mm-hmm. Knowing that, you know, that I'm there doing everything that I can for her and helping her live this life too, which is something that she's always dreamed about doing. Mm-hmm. My happiness is right here, down here in the Caribbean with my other half, you know, just meeting new people, going out and laughing and just relaxing, getting a little beach therapy, getting a little vitamin C. And I don't mean the letter C, you know, just trying to make the most out of life, you know, and just laughing. I think that's the biggest thing. It's just we pick and we make jokes with each other all the time. That's just how we are. And to me, that makes life go by so easily. But because we're doing what I've always wanted to do on my bucket list, this is my happiness. Like I told her at the end of the day, even though I want to be here forever, I've already done biggest things that I wanted to do in my life.
And isn't that wonderful? Even if something happens tomorrow, you know you have been living the life you wanted to.
People go their whole life. You know that, Daniel. Don't even get what we're getting. Like, look at this. I got my other half. People don't want to say soulmate, and I don't believe, but I actually do believe I got. She is literally my other half, like the female version of me. I've got her. I couldn't ask for a better person, a better woman. And that was all I ever wanted. I was in multiple failure relationships growing up but you know what? I got it right. I mean, it took almost 40 years, but I got it right. Got my best friend with me and we're living in the Caribbean, which was the highest on my bucket list thing that I wanted to do.
That's
and we're
me
still
so much.
Out
the first time I met you and you talked about this, about you moved to Mexico and all that. I was like, it was mind blowing to me. I was like, hell fucking yeah. That's the way to do it, man. I mean, I'm living in a cold country. I'm living in Denmark. I have pneumonia for like a month each year because my health
bundled
is fucked up.
All the time,
and then I look at the picture. I go on Facebook or something. I look at your pictures where you have the beach outside and you're living the good life. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
I really miss the good
weather. No, but I.
If you ever need the pointers, man, I will tell you how you can do this, man. We will make this happen.
Meet Lorena from episode 11. With all these things we've been talking about, I wonder how do you look upon happiness? How do you define that? What is happiness to you?
Happiness, being around family.
Being around family.
I love my family. Like, they're so supportive. I don't see myself without my family.
So you cannot be happy without them being around?
I mean, I could be happy without them, but, like, just the love that I feel.
Yeah.
Love is...
I'm teaching you over here because I'm looking for, like, family is important, but, I mean, what do you do to create happiness for yourself in your life? What matters to you when you wake up in the morning? Of course, family. I totally agree with that. I couldn't live without my family and my son and my wife. But, I mean, what do you really enjoy doing?
Music. That's what gives me happiness, music. Like, I listen when I wake up, I listen to music. Like, I could, like, listen to music all day.
Do you mostly do it, like, just being at home or, like, going to the park and choosing the right music to when you sit there, you enjoy that? Or...
Yeah. I enjoy nature.
Yeah.
Like, I love nature. Like, I'll be, like, just to get out of the house, I go to the park or I drive to San Antonio and just walk around the river.
Mm. I'm asking you because I don't know jack about Texas other than the name. And everybody making fun of everything is so big in Texas. But do you have beautiful nature in Texas?
We do.
You do? Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. I don't know anything about it.
Well, what we have here is the rivers. Like, I love going to the rivers. Like, you could see the little fishes, and the water is clear. And... yeah, and then the hill country, we call it hill country, it's all about the hills. Mm. Like, it's just beautiful, like the landscape and the country is beautiful. In the city, not so much.
So you make lousy cities, but you're good at nature.
Yes.
It's time to meet my friend Jordan from episode 10. We all have different definitions of this, but I'm curious about, what is happiness to you?
So happiness to me is my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be anywhere doing anything. As long as I'm with them, then it's you know, best time of my life. Oh. me, like, I love seeing new places and new things. Mm-hmm. But I necessarily don't need to travel, mm-hmm. per se. Yeah. But for me, it's all about people, like the people who are close to me and spending time with them. Give me them and the mountains and I'm good to go. That's happiness for me.
Oh, you love
me.
The mountains. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
We don't have any mountains in Denmark. That sucks. Big time.
Oh, sad.
I mean, the rest of the north, go to Norway, go to Sweden. I mean, I can go to Sweden. It's like 2-hour drive, not even 1-hour drive from where I live. As soon as getting over that big damn bridge to Sweden, there's mountains everywhere, but we have not a single one in Denmark. It's so freaking unfair. Oh.
Sounds like it.
It's a very, very extremely flat country. Like, oh. Huh.
Yeah.
And
sad.
I love the mountains, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for me, it's just people, being around those people I enjoy to be around, those people I love, my family, my brothers, my nieces, grandparents. I could be doing anything or be anywhere. Mm. And if I was with them, then it'd be pristine.
So it's also the same people you go to if you're having an off day, or do you have some other means to lift up your mood?
Yeah. Like I mentioned before, I'm a truck driver, so I have a lot of free time on my hands. I call my grandpa, my mom, like a bunch throughout the day just to chat or whatever. But yeah, those two are probably the most I go to if I'm having a down day or whatever, and they'll pick me right back up.
Oh, that's good to hear. I mean, we all need these people or this go-to place or whatever. I mean, when you're having a rough day, it's just good to have someone or something in your life that you can depend on and where you feel comfortable being, and so you have room for your thoughts and you, you can get back up again. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's super important. Mm. Have a good fan base is what I like to call it. Have people who are there to that understand you and kind of know your situation. People you can lean on is huge in my opinion.
Oh yeah. I can't argue with that. I mean, yeah. I appreciate that a lot. Meet my good friend Kimberly, who joined me at episode 13 earlier this year. What is happiness to you?
Happiness is just being able to live and breathe. Maybe, you know, just being out in nature. Hmm. And whether it's, you know, enjoying yourself at the beach and you're listening to the waves rolling and fresh on the shore, or, you know, you're taking a good, nice, long walk in the hills and, you know, you can hear the trees kind of swaying back and forth, or maybe you're kind of camping out underneath the stars and you can see the stars kind of just almost like they're painting the night sky. You know, just something that's just peaceful. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could just be, you know, sitting outside your front porch and listening to the air and the wind chimes. Just that kind of, like, little things makes me happy.
Hmm. Yeah, I can admit that I was on your Facebook page and I could see that you are camping. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I mean, in theory, I would love to do that sometimes, but I just, it's not really something we do in around my, you know, with my friends or my family and stuff like that. So is this something you do often?
I do, like, during the summer, I volunteer for a camp called Camp Okaizu for children going through cancer. Hmm. And so we have cabins that we live in, so it's not like tents or anything. But we do sleep on a deck under the stars, and we have a lot of things that the kids can do to get away from all those things that are hospital related and family problems. And it's something that I was a part of when I was a kid, and it really helped me. And I enjoy giving back to the community every summer. And it really provides, you know, respite, recreation, peer support, and mentoring. And it really just makes your life more enjoyable and ready for the rest of the year.
Please say hi to Erica, who was in episode 14. But I also want to talk to you about happiness. What is happiness to you, and how do you try to get happiness into your life?
That is a very good question.
I know.
One that the answer is, for me, not always easy to define. Because I have been going to the adult meeting since 2011. I have met a lot of adults. I have known a lot of adults to have passed. I try to live in the moment as best as I can and as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So if I know something that brings me joy, for example, kayaking or fishing or taking a nap with, I don't know, a loved one or a pet, or just taking a nap in general, finding something to do that brings me joy and happiness. So, for example, if I want to go kayaking but it's raining, that's not going to really help me.
not so much, no.
No, but there's other things. So, stuff that I find joy in doing, video games, cooking, talking with a friend, or just going over and hanging out with a friend or a loved one. Just anything to keep me busy and distracted, I guess. So crocheting and knitting actually helps a lot, because kind of with the idle hands, we'll, what's the saying? Oh, I can't think of it. Idle hands are a devil's playground or something like that. So just keeping myself busy, doing something, again, distracted, that helps a lot.
In the beginning, when I made this podcast, when I talked about happiness, I was like, oh, it's about traveling and doing big things. But I think the more people I've been talking to about these things, the more I came to realize that that is not really what keeps me happy. It gives me some great experiences, definitely. But in reality, it's like cuddle up with my wife, walking the dog in the evening. That's usually the last thing I do before I go to bed. And now with my son, it's like playing with him, just spending this quality time together. Now, that, I think that's mostly what defines happiness to me now.
I definitely agree with that. And I think it also depends on the person and not just their age, but where they are geographically. Because we're all in a different mindset at different parts of our life.
Yeah.
And then when we sit there long enough, no matter what our age is, if we sit somewhere long enough with our own thoughts, we could drive ourselves insane.
Yep, pretty much.
Or we could become the next philosopher. We never know.
I would probably just drive myself insane, to be honest.
Same here. It happens a lot.
In episode 12, I talked to Eagle, who's not just one of my closest friends in real life, but is also one of my fellow Danes in this podcast. Please enjoy. I want to get into the last topic just to end on a more positive note.
Sure.
So, no, I still think there's been a lot of positivity in the talk, but, you know, just like, I wonder, what is happiness to you? How do you fill your life with positive stuff, and what makes you tick, what makes you happy, and get up in the morning and be like, yeah, another day?
Well, we've talked about a number of those things already, and there's my daughter and my wife, my family, good people. Being surrounded by good people, I think, is very important, and I have a slight aversion to people who are not that, and have also worked with people like that as well, who... and I think that's a learning process for anybody in reality, but to try and, I guess just kind of stick to the winners and stick to people who you appreciate and who appreciate you and who, you can do good things with. For me, I think also, beyond the inner circle of family and friends, I am very, very connected to this creative vein of thinking, and I spend a lot of time trying to think in terms of creativity. I've written I think 5 books of poetry now, all of which have been published except for the last one. I'm working on that, and I've also produced a lot of music. And that gives me an unsurmountable amount of joy. Like I said, my best friend Pelle and I have put together this band called Wall to Wall, and we're working on new music now for that, which is amazing. And I wish that I could just work on that incessantly, because it does actually provide me with incredible amounts of energy and joy. This past weekend,
you very shortly, it's about Wall to Wall, because where can people listen to your music? Where can they can go buy the album, of course, but where can they find it?
Well, you can stream it just about everywhere. The band is called Wall to Wall, and the album is called Waiting. You can stream it just about everywhere. You can also buy it on our website, which is walltowall.dk. You can buy it on vinyl there, actually.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Different colored vinyl, actually. Yes, it's fun. But that we've spent, that is something that just provides me with so much happiness. It really does. And these new songs, I'm so proud of them. I'm having so much fun with that.
Please meet my man Jack from Chicago, who was also in episode 4. What things in your life makes you tick? What keeps you going, and what makes you be like, yeah, this is cool?
People.
Yeah.
That comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the right people and talking to them and hanging out with them. That makes me happy. Playing the ukulele makes me happy on my free time.
Okay. I didn't know you play.
Oh, yeah. Just started a couple months ago. Got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
Great. But one of the first questions you asked was, how do I stay happy?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, there are days when it can be tough.
Mm.
But you know what I still try to do?
Yeah.
I keep a smile on my face. Even if that means wearing a mask sometimes. But I don't think of it necessarily as wearing a mask when I put a smile on my face all the time, because I'm still in the background. No matter what happens, happy to be alive. No matter what my social circumstances are, I'm happy to be alive. So I still smile nonetheless, even if I were to get cancer.
But then again, you can probably find something not positive about the cancer, but if you survive it, you get some positive life experiences. I mean, I know it's cliche, but I mean, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger in some ways. And I actually believe that to be right, to be true. So when we talk about happiness and doing what you want in life and you have the good experience, I mean, as you mentioned, you try to smile, you try to stay positive, and that goes a long way, actually. So do you do anything in your life? Like, I don't know how you... I know you go to college and you're doing a lot regarding your education, but you play the ukulele. Do you go hiking? Do you listen to music? What inspires you or get that smile on your face like you're having right now? People can't see that, but I see you sit there smiling.
Yeah, a couple of things. I do listen to music
mm-hmm.
about a day. I travel a lot, just as much as I can, try to get out and explore new places. And that can be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also humor that can be motivating, because I try to take my circumstances and put a humorous spin on it. So I make fun of it or make a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps my smile on my face, and hopefully... Daniel's got a smile. I know you all can't see that, but he's smiling too.
Mm-hmm.
But to use humor in spite of everything to kind of keep that happiness alive and to keep it fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, humor is like the best kind of medicine that exists. I mean, if you're laughing, you're feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're laughing, when you are having a good day, or you're telling jokes, or you just, you know, do some crazy or stupid stuff just to put a smile on your own face, and it also spreads to other people around you when they hear your laugh. And I often hear that, oh, you're always so positive, or you're always smiling so much. How come? I mean, why shouldn't I? I'm alive. I'm right here. I'm good looking. I'm one good looking son of a bitch. I mean, why shouldn't I be happy?
That's right. But I think a lot of people don't have that smile on their face all the time, because they don't have the experiences that we've gone through. So they don't necessarily realize the fragility of life and how special it is to just be alive. You know, because, again, we know people who aren't able to be alive right now. And we know people who are probably on their deathbeds.
Mm.
And it's tough. It puts things into perspective. But it also, that motivates us to keep being happy and to live for them and in honor of those who have passed.
Meet Anya from episode 7, who also just happens to be an old co-worker of mine from a company in Denmark. What is happiness to you, and has it changed from before to now?
No, I don't think so, actually. In beginning of the, when I got the diagnosis, I was wondering, where is my life going? Do I have to quit everything? But now when I have lived with it for a year and a half, I've seen it makes no difference. It's still the same thing that makes me happy. I'm happy to have my own house. I'm really loving my house. I have a small garden where I can lie in the sun. I have my cats. I'm a stereotype cat.
You're a cat lady. Yep.
I am. I'm single and living with cats, and I'm also working at a cat shelter. So there you are. So animals in general, it makes me happy. My friends make me happy. I don't have 1,000 friends, but the ones I have are really good friends. Again, I love my job, and I have really nice coworkers. I get to travel 3 or 4 times a year. As I said earlier, I'm starting to build my own company that gives me a lot of joy. So I have a lot of things to be happy about, and these things are not different from before. The only thing that's changed is my energy levels when I look at it like that. And I don't have energy to fill my life with so much fun as I have before, but I'm still doing the things. Mm-hmm. Maybe just in a smaller scale. I'm still going to concerts. I'm still going out to see stand-up comedy. I'm still going to the movies. I'm still having fun. Girls stay in the garden when the weather is good with bubbly water and barbecue. And I'm still doing the fun things in life. Maybe one thing could be I have prioritized the fun things in life more. Maybe that is what I'm thinking about right now. I have said goodbye to more things that didn't give me joy. Mm-hmm. I've been more focused on doing fun things.
Please meet Amy, who was my very first guest in the Life, Death and Happiness podcast. I'm kind of curious. I mean, you have been through a lot. You have lost a lot. And we none of us know what the future brings. So what do you do? And how do you manage to stay happy? And where do you find your happiness?
So I find my happiness in just pretty much just like waking up every day and just knowing like, okay, I'm here today. That's a good thing. And then I think what you have to try to not always think negative about the illness, because I've met a ton of amazing people, including you. And
thank you.
And without having to pay and having to go through all that shit and still have to go through shit, I wouldn't be able to have met all these amazing people. So I kind of think that through a lot. And I also, I'm in a great... I have a couple few really amazing friends in my life right now that I just enjoy just going out for a drink and talking with them. And that's really happiness. My boyfriend, Matt, is amazing. He is always making sure that I'm happy and that I'm thinking positively. And he is just lights up my world, to be honest, and really makes me love that I'm still here, because sorry.
It's okay.
But I think having people in your life and just knowing that they're there for you is really good, and finding little outlooks, like I use music and traveling. I love to travel to tropical places, and just the ocean just calms my soul. I feel at peace when I'm at the ocean.
Say hello to Kyle from episode 6, who just keep being such an inspiring person for me to know. We're going to talk about happiness. And you have been listening to some of the other episodes, and happiness doesn't have to be like going on this wild, crazy 3-year trip where you visit every country in the world or anything. But I mean, what is happiness to you? How do you How do you stay sane? How do you stay happy? What do you do to feel comfortable?
Really, I guess happiness to me is really living in the moment, is really feeling the ebbs and the flows of each moment. Is because when you're living in the moment, you completely forget about the past and mm-hmm. the future. And a lot of times, you know, the future is anxiety and the past is like trauma. So a lot of times when we look back, sometimes, you know, there's good things embedded in the past.
Oh, that was a good way to put it, actually, yeah.
And in the future. But a lot of times, you know, we go back to visit those places for not so good things. So for me, living in like the moment, which isn't easy to just say that you just live in the moment. Like, no, it's not that easy. But
it's a learning process, definitely, to most of us.
And there's things that bring me to the moment, which is what I was gonna like music and riding my bike and things like that. They bring me into the moment. I shift my focus, and I'm, you know, when I'm riding my bike, I'm thinking about, oh, where's the next turn? Where's the next, you know, if I'm mountain biking, or when I'm doing music, I'm really in music. I actually, when I'm listening, I usually am. You know, I am there. It's different from, I guess, listening to something recorded that someone puts on iTunes or Spotify than listening to something live. I think those are actually two different experiences, but they both can bring you into the present moment and, you know, into your feelings, like feeling emotions as they come and feeling those emotions. Like when you have, you know, a great song come through your ears and you get those chills, you're completely encapsulated by that moment. You're not thinking about, oh, what am I going to eat for dinner tomorrow? Like, you're not thinking about those things. You're completely encapsulated in the moment. Mm-hmm. And things like music, riding my bike, pictures. I do photography. So when I'm photographing somebody or in something in nature, like, I'm completely shifted into what that person – I almost completely forget I exist sometimes. I'm just focused on that person. And I'm, you know, just almost, you know, just looking at them and seeing them or, you know, kind of focused on my camera settings too, like what kind of depth of field do I want to use to create what I want people to see. And it's completely, you know, it's removing me from those thoughts, those negative thoughts, that anxiety, that kind of, you know, encapsulate an individual from time to time. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, how often are we in that anxious state? How often are we in that, you know, looking towards the future and looking at it with, you know, with anxiety? I think that really determines how, I guess, happy we are. I guess someone that's looking into the future often and looking at it with anxiety, they're probably not a very happy person. They're probably a very anxious person. But those who are doing things and, you know, focused on their work or whatever, and this is what I mentioned earlier, how some people run away from the thought of death, but sometimes it's not really running away. It's knowing, it's a conscious knowing that me doing this is going to make me remove myself from those thoughts. And it's not always a negative thing. So yeah, happiness to me, I guess, is living in the moment. That's where a lot of the happiness is found. And to be perpetually happy, I don't think is possible, and I don't think would be a very good life, just because I don't think we would appreciate happiness if we were happy all the time. We wouldn't understand how valuable it is and how much, you know, we work to attain. It's not like, because I don't think happiness is something that we work to attain. Happiness is something that we can live with right now, that we can have right now, but we're thinking that in order to attain it, we have to have, you know, some material object to bring us that happiness. And, you know, most of the time when we achieve, you know, we get that car, we get that house, or we get that thing that we think is going to bring us happiness, we realize, oh, that's all along. That's not really what gave me the happiness, but maybe it was the pursuit of getting that. Maybe it was the pursuit was the happy was the state that I was existing in. So I think happiness is a state that we exist in from time to time. But I don't think it's something that is to be attained.
In the third episode, I talked to Mary Beth, who actually managed to give me so much food for thoughts about how we define happiness in our society. I want to talk to you about happiness.
Yeah.
Just to, because we have all these conditions and we are going to all these checkups, and but in reality, you have a wonderful family. And I saw the dog in the background earlier. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's a cute dog. I love dogs. I have a dog myself too. But I mean, what makes you happy?
Yeah. For me, it's, well, for, there's this one thing. I think Western culture is obsessed with happiness a lot of times. And just like, well, like, and just like this giddy, I feel good and I do whatever I want. And I think it needs to be deeper rooted than that, mm-hmm. right? Than just this like feeling. Because if it's just happiness, happiness closes the door to grief and to pain and to hard things a lot of times. It silences that. And I think in reality, those things can coexist, and they often do. You know, like,
so what is it to you?
To me, happiness is living a life where I'm being true to the things that I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I give myself happiness sometimes looks like giving myself space to grieve mm-hmm. and to process heavy things. Happiness looks like, so I'm the kind of person that, like, advocacy and justice work is deeply entwined in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And happiness for me is being a person that gives dignity to all people, to immigrants, to mm-hmm. people with disabilities, to people in the LGBTQ plus community, to people around the world, to people I disagree with. I am my most fulfilled self when I'm living a life that exemplifies that, right? That I'm always going to say this is wrong when I think something is deeply wrong,
mm-hmm.
right?
I think it's very interesting way to look at it, actually, yeah? Because
I'm being my true self, mm-hmm. right? And I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating that being my true self sometimes means sitting in heavy things and caring deeply about heavy things like children being separated from their parents at the border. Mm. That's not something that's fun to think about, but I experience joy knowing that, like, that I care about that and I'm going to do everything that I can to vote in ways that changes that mm-hmm. and that uplifts other people and that restores dignity and justice in the world. Right. So I think it's less about just being like this I don't know, it's happiness that just comes from the air. Although I think that bring me a lot of joy are plants. I have a big plant right here. I have probably about 15 plants.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to have like four times that much. I love caring for plants. It's this tangible thing where like they only thrive if I do, right? If I'm doing well and I'm taking care of myself, then I can look at my plants and I can be like, oh, they need a little water. Or, ooh, maybe she needs a little more sunshine. All my plants are females and I name them after powerful women. So I enjoy plants. I love making things with my hands. That's why I love cooking mm-hmm. because it's this kind of sensory experience where I get to put things together. I can weigh like salt in my hand mm-hmm. and know how much I need to put into a dish. And then I get to feed it to people who I love and care about, right? And watch them enjoy that experience.
That's the best part, actually.
Yes.
I get that 100%. The way I met my wife, that is because we were both working at the same place and we start uh-huh. talking about food.
Yeah.
That is actually how we became interested in one another.
If you're coming to Chicago, I have a good list for you.
Please meet Agena from Canada, who was in episode 15. How do you define happiness? And what is it to you? What is happiness to you?
To be honest with you, I find it hard to define mm-hmm. what happiness is in actual words. So the best I could really come to it is to say that to be able to be in any moment and just feel good, feel bliss or joy or gratitude, despite whatever's going around me, which is something I'd never been able to do before, to me is happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. And also, when you talk about this, I like that because it's more like staying in the present and just be where you are and be able to enjoy that. I mean, that is like kind of the definition of how we all should live our life, I think. Be present with the people around. I mean, in these days, we have a tendency to use our smartphones all the time and we have all these distractions. I think it's a very, very cool way to define happiness, just to be there and be happy about the things you have. Show gratitude, and yeah, I like that. I love, actually.
It's a lot of work. It took me years to be able to do that because before that, I was looking at a promotion and working my way into management, and all I could think about was I wanted more money and more things and a nicer truck and a nicer house. And, you know, my kids played hockey and what was next. And every single moment I had was looking at the next moment or the next thing. And I was always stressed out or tired. So now to be able to just sit back and watch the kids play and just feel that joy in the moment and not have it robbed of like worry and stress and anxiety is just amazing for me.
Yeah, I totally feel you. And also that is a good reminder to everybody that there's nothing wrong in setting goals for yourself. Absolutely not. But you have to teach yourself how to enjoy the road to the goal. I mean, to actually enjoy the trip you're going on. Because if you don't, the goal will never satisfy you in any way.
So true. Absolutely. Yeah. So, every finish line I crossed, I was thinking about the next one already.
It makes sense. So you never get that enjoyment where you really be like, I did it. It's more like, I did it, but I could have done it this better. I could have cut out a few seconds of my time or whatever that is. I mean, yeah.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, feel very, very familiar. So where you are in life now, what matters the most to you?
I would have to say helping other people now.
Please meet James. When we recorded this the first time around, I had never met him in real life, but we actually met a couple of months after making this episode. What is happiness to you?
Happiness. Happiness is, well, for a lot of things, self-peace, you have to find peace within yourself first. You have to be able to know how to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, you have to find happiness in everyday life by talking to good people, by being positive yourself, by knowing that there are all people around you that's really good, that, or maybe not even good, but you're just living a good life by treating yourself kindly. Having happiness is an inner thing. If you find happiness within yourself, you're going to be happy with yourself. So if you're not happy with where you are in life, create it. Do it. If you're not going to do it, you're not going to be happy. And what I'm doing is making me happy by helping other people. And that's what I ultimately love doing. It's helping other people and just having fun in life, having a positive outlook.
The last clip I will introduce you to tonight is taken from episode 5, where I talked to Allison. She does not have a terminal illness herself, but she's the caregiver of Sean, who has went through so many cancers. What makes you happy? Not just you as a couple, but you.
Yeah.
As a caregiver, what makes you happy? What lights up your day?
Yeah, I love that question. I have tried to find little things to sort of, because it's not like in our crazy life, I can just like go off to a spa for a week, right? Like none of that is realistic. And no. So I have little things in my day that I do. Like I have a lot of coffee mugs that have lots of different like sayings and designs and things like that. And in the morning, I love my coffee and I choose my mug really carefully for the day ahead. Cool. And so it sort of becomes like my mantra for the day, whatever mm-hmm. the mug was, I sort of choose it for what's ever about to happen. Same thing. A lot of people have sent me like funny socks. And so sometimes depending on the day, I choose socks that are sort of like inspirational or snarky or whatever. So just little tiny things that I can do like that. Mm-hmm. I love, and I think I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly since I'm speaking to a Dane, but like, is it Hygge? Am I saying that right?
What?
Hygge?
No, yeah, Hygge, yeah.
Yes. So, I love all the coziness, right? Mm. And so I have also just tried to make my home office and our house just like the sort of the coziest so that when we are here, we feel just really comfortable. And like, it's sort of like we can have a whole long day of doctor's appointments, but I'm going to come home and we have these two cozy cats and I have my coffee in my cozy mug and I got blankets everywhere and slippers and just to sort of like a retreat here at home. And so it's those little things in the day, those pieces that sort of like comfort me and bring me joy in between doctor's appointments and work meetings and driving our daughter and all those things. I've just found that to build them in.
That's life quality right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Just curled up on the couch and watching something stupid. Doesn't matter what it is. Just being there, as you mentioned, with the cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And just the, we don't have cats, we have a dog, the dog by my side. And, I love that. I mean,
exactly. And I always like, I get in bed early. I have a giant stack of books by my bed and I just like lie in bed and read for an hour at night with the cat. And, you know, it's those things that like, regardless of how chaotic and crazy the day was, like, I know I'm going to have the coffee in a special mug in the morning. I know at the end of the day, I'm going to have the book and the cat in the bed. You know what I mean? It's like those things that I can count on that sort of keep my day, you know?
Yeah, for the small thing where the last thing I do before I go to bed each night, that is walking with the dog, walk the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And those just 10 to 15 minutes outside, I call it that, is the him and I time of the day. I mean, it's like, and my neighbors probably think I'm crazy because all the way when I'm walking him, I'm talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
I say, any good smells today? But
Right.
So stupid.
Well, I think it's those little rituals too, right? Again,
exactly.
Like,
small rituals that makes you feel good.
Yeah, there's so much that we can't count on or predict in our lives, right? Especially in the lives that you and I are living in. Knowing for you that at the end of the day, you and your dog are going to take that 10-minute walk. Like,
that, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
That's still
there.
I mean,
that makes a big difference.
Does.
Again, I don't know. I think control maybe sounds like too harsh of a word, but again, it's like something we can control or something we can hold on to in the midst of the uncertainty, right?
Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Life, Death, and Happiness. If you like this, please do us a big favor and head over to iTunes, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast from and subscribe to us. If you also give us a good rating, it will help us a lot reaching much more people. So I will appreciate that a lot too. Also, you can of course follow us on Facebook and Twitter and help us spread the word through there. My name is Daniel and thank you so much for listening.